I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In Mexico, the town of San Fernando has achieved a horrible notoriety. Mass graves have recently been discovered there. So far, 183 bodies have been pulled from those graves. The victims are believed to be casualties of Mexico's drug war. The bodies have been taken to the nearby city of Matamoros, across the border from Brownsville, Texas. Now families from Mexico and the U.S. are descending on the city morgue, hoping to identify missing loved ones. Hernan Rosenberg of the public media collaboration Fronteras has the story.
Jorge Ayala was watching the evening news at his home in Riverside, California, about 2 weeks ago when he saw a story about the mass graves. He bolted off the sofa and grabbed his wife. They drove 26 hours to Matamoros. Now Ayala paces outside a government building. He's waiting for his wife to come out with her elderly father. The father flew in from North Carolina to give a DNA sample. Ayala's brother-in-law, Guadalupe Torres, disappeared 3 years ago in Nuevo Laredo. The family hopes the DNA will match one of the many bodies brought to the morgue here.
I don't know, hopefully we find something, you know, because my wife, all she wants is if he's dead, at least have a body, you know, or part of the body.
A steady stream of families check in under one of various tents set up here as a makeshift welcome center. Officials here say more than 500 families have shown up in the past 3 weeks. After they register, families head into the building next door where they file formal reports. They can also sign up for free DNA tests.
De todas las madres que estamos aquí, que nos ayuden a buscar a nuestros hijos. Yo busco a mi hijo, sus huesos.
Matilde Espinosa came out of the building in tears. Her son went missing 10 years ago in Matamoros. She says she'll settle for having his bones. She begs authorities to do more to find innocent victims of the drug war. A trio of local teenagers plays music for the grieving families. The unexpected pilgrimage has prompted officials and community organizers to set up the makeshift reception village. Arriving families are offered free food, medical care, lodging, and religious services. People attend Mass sitting on plastic chairs under a tent that doubles as the welcoming center church. Mayor Alfonso Sanchez says the least his city could do is make the families feel at home. Local criminal investigators have put aside current casework to focus on the morgue cases. And local activists have recruited volunteers to help support the families. Lourdes Oviedo is in charge of a huge cauldron of rice and beans. She serves up one heaping plate after another with a smile and a hug. There are so many people calling her wanting to help out, Oviedo says. Critics have said that Matamoros is not a welcoming community, but we're proving them wrong, she says. Jesus Lopez nods in agreement. The off-duty firefighter and EMT offered to help register arriving families. We're not used to seeing this, Lopez says. But we're all victims of the violence, and we can only hope that it will come to an end. For The World, I'm Hernan Rosenberg, Matamoros, Mexico.